With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Chesapeake Bay defines Maryland geographically, historically, and culturally. And for millennia, what defined the Chesapeake Bay were oysters. The shellfish were not only an important food for people, but more critically, the ecological cornerstone of the living bay, filtering and cleaning the bay's waters, providing a home for blue crabs, fish, and countless other species, and building reefs that were the necessary foundation for the reproduction of more life. After the Civil War, however, watermen began ripping the lungs out of the bay by using steamships to drag heavy metal rakes with bags across the bottom. And by 1891, Maryland's oyster commissioner, Dr. William K. Brooks, began raising alarms that the bay's seafood industry was not sustainable. Brooks wrote, quote, "Everywhere, in France, in Germany, in England, in Canada, and in all northern states of America, history tells the same story. In all waters where oysters are found at all, they are usually found in abundance. And in all these places, the residents supposed that their natural beds were inexhaustible until they suddenly found they were exhausted." Unquote. That was 126 years ago. Brooks issued a passionate call for the creation of oyster sanctuaries in the bay, protected zones where oyster reefs could rebuild themselves. Unfortunately, he was ignored for more than a century. And by the 1990s, oyster populations in the bay had plummeted more than 99% from their historic levels, with pollution and disease also taking a toll. In an effort to rebuild the bay's most important species, federal and state taxpayers invested millions of dollars in programs to plant baby oysters in the bay. But most of these oyster restoration projects in the 1990s and 2000s failed because authorities planted the shellfish in areas that were open to harvesting. And so watermen quickly scooped them out and sold them. An agreement between Chesapeake region states in 2000 set a goal of increasing the oyster population in the bay tenfold by 2010. But because watermen kept dredging up the oysters, the population of oysters actually fell 70% over this decade, tumbling to a near-extinction level of 0.3% of historic levels. Finally, in 2009, Governor Martin O'Malley's administration listened to William K. Brooks. O'Malley protected 24% of the surviving oyster reefs with sanctuaries, about 8,500 acres, and offered watermen low-interest loans to shift to aquaculture. The strategy worked. Between 2010 and 2014, the estimated number of oysters in the bay more than doubled. Harvests of wild oysters rose fourfold, while more than 100 oyster farming businesses opened and flourished. Watermen increased their power dredging and income, but they complained bitterly to newly elected Governor Larry Hogan in 2015 that they were still being excluded from a quarter of the oyster bars. And so the Hogan administration last week issued a proposal that would open up nearly 1,000 acres of the new oyster sanctuaries to harvest, marking a potential setback in what has been a successful program. If you care about the Chesapeake Bay and want to see its keystone species survive, call or write Governor Hogan today and urge him not to cut Maryland's oyster sanctuaries. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned. The views expressed are solely my own.